This is Talking Business. Joining me now is April Arslan, who's the founder and creator of LawWiz and managing director of Arslan Lawyers.
Hello,
hi,
Alan.
April.
Hello.
Hello. Now, tell us what LawWiz is.
LawWiz is a game changer, Alan. It basically is bringing all the existing incumbents into one seamless platform. So it's changing.
You're talking about solicitors and barristers?
Solicitors and barristers, and now we're bringing in direct access users as well. So initially we started the platform where we wanted to make it as seamless as possible for solicitors to find barristers, and now we say with the existing direct access avenue that's available, we say why not come on to LawWiz as well for those corporates and have direct access to barristers instantly without going through solicitors on certain matters, of course, subject to bar rules.
Right, so you're obviously a lawyer with your own firm, Arslan Lawyers being your name. How long have you been practicing?
I've been practicing for 20 years, but I've had my own firm for now 6 years, since 2012.
And what made you launch this platform?
Well, the frustration really, Alan, mainly because as a person practicing in litigation mainly, you spend a lot of time trying to find barristers as well for certain matters. And I do understand that many lawyers have their own list of barristers, but there are those occasions where you have to move away from that and you're spending endless time going through clerks who are pushing their own boys and girls, if I may put it that way, so that you can pick one of their barristers. What you find is then you're reliant on these people or you're doing your guesswork. LawWiz takes that all away and says, I'm going to give you an opportunity to find the right barrister for the right time and the right brief at your own disposal.
But how does it do that?
They create a profile. So the trick of this, or the caveat on this, is that they must all be part of the platform. So you need two sides. And a critical mass is required, obviously. So solicitors post matters, or direct access people post matters, or put up matters that they require. The time, availability and seniority is required. On the other end, barristers must stipulate what days they're unavailable as a matter of priority each day. And they have to put up their speciality, their seniority and their area of jurisdiction. So they could be an arbitrator practicing in Australia and Singapore. And anyone looking in Singapore or Australia for an arbitrator, well, an Aussie barrister will come up, because they've nominated themselves to practice in that area. And LawWiz gives it propagates their heads, if you like, and the solicitor will then go and invite. Or once the matter is posted and they don't have time to invite, barristers on the other end can go and browse those matters and apply on their own volition.
What if they don't apply? Are you saying
they can get an invitation or apply? So those.
So the solicitors can, or those looking for a barrister can just browse the browse the database.
Let me go back. Solicitors put up the matter, and automatically LawWiz will propagate heads as to who's available.
Oh, I see.
So the solicitor will then go and say, "I want to invite all these people just to speak to them." Myself personally, I would want to speak to someone. You need to get a gut feeling for someone before you hire them.
Yes.
It tells you everything about their speciality and their expertise in the area. Some people may choose not to do that. The younger generation these days don't like to do the phone calls, as we all know. Once they invite, that's not a confirmation. They can then go and do a bit of due diligence. Their URL will be on their platform, so you don't have to go back and forth to other search engines to figure out who you're hiring. Then you go and confirm once you're happy with them. Once it's confirmed, it's now in the LawWiz calendar and also in their Outlook calendar, which, you know, the issue of confusion and any other forgetfulness or all those scenarios are gone. It also enables clerks now to be able to make informed decisions when they get that phone call from solicitors. Rather than saying, I'll get back to you, and it takes a long period to and fro, they can now go into the LawWiz calendar, look up their list of barristers, and literally say they're not available, they're in court, or they're on another brief.
Have they got their own diaries for their own barristers?
They do.
In the chambers? Surely.
Surely they do. And occasionally, when I ring up my own list of boys that I use and girls, the clerk would say, let me get back to you. Now, I would have a chat with the clerk saying, when did they get off the shackles? Who let them out? You know, as a matter of joke. But what you have is the barrister not informing them as to where they are, and they don't know.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. But so, lawyers won't allow that anymore, because once it's confirmed, it's in the calendar. So when a clerk picks up the phone from the solicitor, he or she will...
So it sounds like an important part of lawyers is the calendar.
The calendar is a critical part of lawyers, as is the availability.
So the barristers who are putting themselves onto LawWiz have to put into the calendar
unavailable days.
Their days of availability or unavailability.
Unavailability, because LawWiz will assume you're available otherwise. So right. It's critical to note the unavailable times.
So you talked about critical mass. Have you got critical mass?
It's very new. We've only just launched it. Yet March and April.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes, it's very, very new.
Oh, so you're way off critical mass, but that's I'm sure you'll be fine.
We're hoping we will be.
Have you got anyone on there at all yet?
Yes, we do. We have at least 100 at the moment.
100 what? Barristers or solicitors?
Both.
Or both?
Right, yeah, okay. Both. Mainly barristers. Solicitors are cottoning on. And we've also got people from England, because this is a common law-based jurisdiction, a platform across all Commonwealth-based jurisdictions. UK and New Zealand jumped on very quickly, Alan. So they were very...
So you're in the UK and New Zealand as well?
UK, New Zealand, South Africa, Hong Kong, Singapore, so seven jurisdictions.
And doesn't anything like this exist in those places?
No, this is why we've got a business.
Well done. That's
process
great.
Pattern. Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you. Yes.
So who do you charge? Which side do you charge?
Both, all users. So whoever is a user will pay a subscription fee, very nominal fee.
How much is it?
$300 plus GST.
Per what? Yeah.
Per month.
Per month. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Doesn't sound that nominal to me, but anyway, sounds like a fair
bit. Nominal because when you look at it with the value that they're getting, it's nominal because it works out to be an average of one day's brief fee for a barrister. And the potential of increasing their revenue over the course of that year is far greater.
How does it increase their revenue?
Well, they'll work with people whom they've never worked with before. So they go now beyond the reach of those few people that they've had that relationship with over the years and, you know, possibly meet another Sam, because the Sam and James character, and that's why I refer to them in the...
Sam, who's Sam?
Sam is the solicitor in the explainer video, and James is the barrister.
Right, yes. Right. No, but so you're saying that it's not just solicitors who will look for barristers, but you're saying that
Direct
will be
access. Well, now we've...
When you say direct access, you're talking about individual ordinary people, corporates.
Corporates. So it's corporate accountants, insurers, bankers will fit in there, government agencies, patent attorneys, trademark attorneys all fit in there, Alan. So now they can bypass. So say, for instance, you're a corporate accountant and you wanted a specific advice on a tax provision, but you don't want to go through the whole rigmarole of having a solicitor, then charge for its time or their time and go to a barrister. You can now go directly to a barrister, provided the barrister has accepted to take direct access briefs, because we don't want that embarrassment where the solicitor or the direct access user has sought that advice and find that the barrister says, well, I won't work without a solicitor. So we want to obviate that when they do set up their profiles.
Do you think they'll often say that? Do barristers in general, are barristers prepared to work directly to direct access?
Now they are, because when you look at the Victorian Bar and even the UK and New South Wales, they've actually got a platform there, but the problem is they don't know how to market. So LawWiz comes to the rescue and says, I'm going to develop all this, a platform for all of you. Now you can work seamlessly and efficiently. So when I go to Vic Bar platform, it says, yes, we accept direct briefs and this is the only, the caveats. But how do I get on there? I still have to go through clerks. I still have to use my resources to find those barristers. Whereas LawWiz offers that as a medium.
So are you competing against the bar already?
No, I'm not competing against the bar. I'm actually offering them a solution because they don't know how to market their boys and girls.
Yeah, right.
LawWiz actually offers that for them.
So are you funding this yourself?
I am funding it myself.
Right.
Through my law firm.
Through your law firm. So it's entirely you haven't got investors yet?
No, I'm not looking to that at all. I'll be funding it on my own. And I think that's the most effective way to do this.
And how did you build it?
I did this over 4 years. In terms of building, I did the architecture, if you like, the wireframes, handed it over to a developer and they just coded it for me. I wanted the interface. The brief was granny friendly. So a 24-year-old and a 70-year-old should be able to use this seamlessly without any interruption.
Right. And you're happy with it, obviously.
I'm very happy with it. But the great thing was that people came back with their feedbacks, and it was all positive, of course. But what about us, April, as a firm user? What about us? And I thought, well, this is important. We should get patent attorneys and trademark attorneys. And the only free users on this platform are the firm users because they're like administrators of their solicitors. They just monitor their subscriptions and whoever is on there and verify which solicitor is part of their firm, because we don't want people saying, oh, I'm from such and such firm. Until the firm verifies them, they won't be able to
use it. So you're letting them in for nothing?
I'm letting them because they're just administrators.
Right.
And I don't think it's fair to charge them.
No, fair enough. Well, good luck with it. It sounds exciting and interesting.
Thank you so much, Alan.
I've been talking to April Arslan, who's the founder and creator of LawWiz and managing director of Arslan Lawyers.